this was, I thought, an interesting idea, and it was encouraging your workers to have broad interests and to be themselves, not necessarily all businessy at work.
Yes, I would agree with that. And they talk about that in Iceland, people can wear multiple hats. In fact, they mentioned the mayor, I thought, was fascinating. They
said a rock musician, right?
Rock musician, comedian, and actor. So they're absolutely comfortable with this multidimensional view of people.
But here, I mean, you're at work. You're supposed to be professional. Yeah, you're just the work guy.
Oh, we're not there.
Brandon. You're work, Josh.
Yep, we're not there. Now, we're not there right now.
So this is all a pipe dream.
This is all a pipe dream. I think this is going to come. I think when the dam breaks, this will come. But right now, it's just holding on.
The economic dam, you mean?
Yeah, the economic dam. Right now, there's not the pressure to do that right now. So everyone's just trying to survive and get everything done. And so there's not a whole lot of thought about what other people need. There's a lot of focus on just what I need to get done right now. Once that economic dam breaks and we start to see the job growth happening, then we're going to start to see people switching jobs. And that's when this is going to be so important that we are thoughtful about how do we create a holistic view of work and life for all the folks that we work with. So they want to stay here and it becomes more like a family feel for them.
What sort of simple steps can I take right now, today, tomorrow, next week, to make my office happier?
I think one is coming in with a really positive attitude. Any way you can keep yourself kind of upbeat and positive is a really good thing. Two, get curious about the people around you that you work with. You know, we can learn that from Iceland, that they get a lot of value out of including not only seeing that more holistic view of people, but also even thinking about family. So don't be afraid to ask coworkers, hey, so tell me, what outside of here, what are you interested in? Or how's the family? You don't have to go real deep, but some of those personal questions will also help to create that environment. And I think the third thing you can do is start to think about this kind of workplace happiness formula. So workplace happiness is a product of these three things. The perfect job, you're doing the thing that you enjoy and you're good at. The perfect workplace culture, the culture shares your same similar values, pace of work, and how people kind of collaborate and get along. And then the third one, right boss. If you have two out of three, that's workplace satisfaction. You can get by if you kind of manage the third. If you're one out of three, you know, there's a lot of little strategies you can do to survive, but you probably need to look somewhere else and need to start thinking about your strategy of where can I find a better fit for happiness for me.
Brandon Smith talks with me about our workplace and career challenges most weeks. Have a happy Friday, Brandon.
Joshua, you do the same.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry. Be happy. In every life we have some trouble.